From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 1-800-NOW-OPEN or open.com.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC, online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. A few weeks ago, we did a segment on music and advertising. Unknown to us at the time, we were joined in our studio by New York's biggest Beethoven fan, who is now revealed in all his Beethovian splendor to be Josh Rabinowitz, who is the Senior Vice President of Music at Gray Advertising. Do I have that right, Josh?
Correct, yes.
That was the role in which you joined us a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
160 people submitted essays of 250 words or less telling us why they thought they were New York's biggest Beethoven fan. What made you think that you were the one?
Well, it was based on a true story where Beethoven music actually saved my life and the life of the band members in a van that I was driving back. And essentially what happened was we had played a gig in Savannah, Georgia. This is the second step, a band that had played at CBGB's many times over the years.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the name of the band?
The Second Step.
Oh, The Second Step.
And
okay.
we had played with the previous guests, Alice Donut, before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a nice little connection.
I was wondering whether we could connect Alice Donut and Ludwig von Beethoven, but good for you.
1 degree of separation, or 2 degrees.
Okay.
And essentially what happened is we were driving from Savannah, Georgia, directly after a show, drove straight up 95, went to Narragansett, Rhode Island, played a show, and then turned around and drove back to New York. And I was driving the van. There was 9 of us in the van, or 8 of us in the van. And I was starting to doze off and listening to a Mozart Requiem, actually. And then as I was dozing off and kind of veering off the road towards the Thames River on I-95 South up by Groton, Connecticut, the two opening chords of the Third Symphony went bum, bum, and it jerked me up. And I awoke and veered back onto the road, and Beethoven saved my life, essentially. So how can I not be the biggest fan of Beethoven?
Well, it was a pretty great story and a pretty unanimous decision by our panel of experts. Although you're quick to point out you're not a Beethoven expert, you do, in your essay, claim, "I can blindly tell you if Meisel, Schulte, von Karajan, Sell, Gardner, etc. is conducting Beethoven's 7th. We're going to put the whole the essay up on the website. Folks can check it out, the WNYC.org. But we are going to put you to the test.
Oh, man.
Mr. Josh Rabinowitz, Mr. New York's biggest Beethoven fan. One of these is John Elliott Gardner. The other is Herbert von Karajan.
Okay.
You tell us which is which. All right, that is either John Elliott Gardner or Herbert von Karajan conducting Beethoven's 7th, and whichever one it's not is conducting this version. All right, so that's Beethoven. But we're here with New York's biggest Beethoven fan, the winner of our WNYC contest, Josh Rabinowitz. And strangely enough, actually making a return appearance on Soundcheck, as it turns out. Okay, Josh, you made the claim. Now back it up. One of those was Gardner. One of those was Von Karajan. Tell us which was which.
The first one, I believe, was Gardner.
Good for you.
Correct.
Well done.
All
well
right.
done. All right. So maybe you are, in fact, Beethoven's biggest fan.
Indubitably.
Your essay also described a college radio show that you did called Chronicling Beethoven with chronic all in capital letters. I'm sure that worked really well on the radio. But tell us what that show was about.
Well, it's free radio. And essentially, one night I jumped into the radio station and just started playing Beethoven. It was like 3:30 or 4 in the morning. And under the influence of some substances, encouraged people to partake in those substances while listening to Beethoven.
So this was responsible use of the, what was the old FCC rule, for the public interest, well-being, and whatever.
Exactly.
All right. So other people were using Pink Floyd, but for you it was Beethoven that was...
Yeah, especially the late string quartets when he was completely deaf. Mm-hmm. You know, it helped you tune into that kind of music really well.
All right. Now, yesterday on the show, Ed Harris, the actor who stars in the upcoming film Copying Beethoven, told us that he loved Maynard Solomon's book, his bio of Beethoven. Mm-hmm. In the essay, you say you've read it 3 times. Is that true?
Well, it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I do know Maynard Solomon. His son is a good friend of mine from college, Maury Solomon.
Oh.
And I've met him and spoken with him many times and have looked through his book and have found it very interesting.
All right. Now, Josh, when you were here last time in your sort of, you know, Clark Kent persona as VP of music at Gray Advertising. I mean, your job is to listen to music in order to create a brand. So is there, you know, some kind of brand that you could create for Beethoven to make Beethoven, you know, kind of a give him that kind of patina of commercial success that he's so sorely lacking?
Well, you know what I think is a great thing to do with extraordinary classical music is to take it and remix it with modern loops and modern production, as Malcolm McLaren did with some pieces that they used on the British Airways commercials, the duet from Lamke, I believe it
from
is.
From Lakme, yeah.
Yeah, and but something like that, I think, would be an extraordinary thing to do.
But this way lies, you know, Hooked on Classics or, you know, Disco Classics or things like that.
A fifth of Beethoven?
Yeah, right. All right. Well, Josh, you won tickets and a CD set and a lovely dinner at the
Fantastic.
Restaurant Danube last night. Congratulations on being New York's biggest Beethoven fan.
Thanks very much, John. It's a pleasure.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On Monday, a new CD of soothing classical pieces entitled Bedtime Beats has been advertised as a potential solution to insomnia. We'll test it out on a music critic who's also a declared insomniac. And Robert Pinsky, who served 3 terms as the U.S. Poet Laureate, talks about Dante's Divine Comedy and its influence on paintings, poems, operas, film, and music. Also, up-and-coming singer-songwriter Jess Klein performs live in our studio on Monday. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Alicia Abbott and Patrick Rivers. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.